Masechet Menachot Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Gimel. In the last Mishnah, we spoke about if the Kelesh Sharet, which helped hold the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Apanim, helped in their preparation, if they were sanctified or not. Now we'll talk about the Minhat Havitin of the Kohen Gadol, which were the 12 loaves offered by the Kohen Gadol every single day, half of them, the 6 in the morning, and 6 were brought in the afternoon. The Kohen Gadol would have 12 loaves, flour for 12 loaves, measured out every morning, and then divide them in half. We'll discuss whether the mincha has to be prepared in the courtyard, if it's dohe Shabbat, if you're allowed to prepare it on Shabbat, and other laws associated with it. Mishnah says, Havite kohen gadol lishatan va'arichatan va'afiatan bifnim. The havitin of the kohen gadol, the kneading, the shaping, and the baking have to be done inside the courtyard. The measuring cup used for the flour of the Minhat Havitin is sanctified, and therefore the dough is sanctified as well and cannot be removed from the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. Even those other opinions in the last Mishnah who said that a regular Minha, the measuring cup, is not sanctified, here when it comes to the Minhat Havitin, they would say it's different. When it comes to the regular mincha, there was a concern that people weren't going to be careful with it. You have all regular types of people dealing with it, and therefore there was concern that they may accidentally take the mincha outside of the courtyard and therefore invalidate the flour. So Hachamim were careful not to make the measuring cup a klesharet, a holy item of sanctity, in order to prevent that mishap. But when it came to the Minhat Havitin, it was the Kohanim who were dealing with it. So therefore, they have the ability to be careful not to remove something from the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. So the Minhat Havitin, according to everybody, was sanctified, and the flour and the dough as well would be sanctified as well. And therefore, all of these processes in the preparation of it have to be in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. V'dohot et HaShabbat, they also override the Shabbat. They're allowed to be kneaded, shaped, and baked even on Shabbat. If we're saying that they're sanctified because they're prepared in a kli sharet, an idea connected to that is lina. If you have something that's baked and then it stays overnight, it becomes a problem once it's sanctified. So we have an issue when it comes to the minhat havitin. It can't be prepared from before Shabbat because it would become invalidated by being left overnight until it was offered on Shabbat morning. So therefore, we have no choice but we allow it to be kneaded, shaped, and baked on Shabbat itself. Tehonan v'het kedan inan dohot et haShabbat. But the grinding the wheat and the sifting of the flour would not override Shabbat, and they have to be done before Shabbat starts. These parts of the process, grinding and sifting, happen before the flour is consecrated. Therefore, they're done before Shabbat, and there's no problem of lina, of the bread becoming invalidated through being left overnight, because and since they can be done before Shabbat, we said that they do not override Shabbat, like we're going to explain. Klal amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva told us a rule. Kol melacha she'efchad la la'asot me'erev Shabbat. Any type of melacha, says Rabbi Akiva, that could be done before Shabbat, like grinding and sifting, en adoha et haShabbat, doesn't override the laws of Shabbat. V'she'efchad la la'asot me'erev Shabbat, doha et haShabbat. But if you don't have the ability, if it's impossible to do certain activities before Shabbat without running into other issues, like kneading, shaping, and baking the Havitin, here you can't do it, like we said, because then it would become a problem because of lina. It would become a problem of being left overnight. So therefore, Dohaita Shabbat, the halakha is that it overrides the Shabbat.